This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. The U.S. House of Representatives voted on Wednesday to formally authorize its ongoing impeachment inquiry into President Joe Biden.
The yeas are 221 and the nays are 212. The resolution is adopted.
Representative James Comer, the chairman of the House Oversight Committee, says lawmakers want to know whether President Biden improperly benefited from his son Hunter Biden's foreign business dealings.
We have a simple question that I think an overwhelming majority of Americans have. What did the Bidens do to receive the tens of millions of dollars from our enemies around the world?
But previous investigations have failed to find any evidence of wrongdoing on the president's behalf. President Biden issued a statement after the vote dismissing the inquiry as a baseless political stunt. Biden is preparing for a possible 2024 election rematch with his Republican predecessor, Donald Trump. Meanwhile, a U.S. federal judge on Wednesday paused a federal case accusing Trump of attempting to illegally overturn the results of the 2020 election while the former president mounts an appeal claiming immunity from the charges. Here's AP correspondent Ed Donahue.
The trial in Washington is scheduled to start in March. Judge Tanya Chutkan's decision will likely mean a postponement. She granted the pause so the former president can pursue claims he is immune from prosecution for actions taken while president. The dispute over the scope of presidential power could be decided for the first time by the Supreme Court. Chutkan has flatly rejected Trump's arguments, writing in her order that the office of president does not confer a lifelong get-out-of-jail-free pass. A significant postponement could delay the trial until after the presidential election, as Trump tries to reclaim the White House. Ed Donahue, Washington.
International Edition delivers insight into world news through eyewitnesses, correspondent reports, and analysis from experts and newsmakers. We also keep you in touch with social media, science, and entertainment trends. This is VOA News. Smoke from explosions filled the sky over Gaza several times on Wednesday, seen from the border with southern Israel, as intense fighting was underway in both north and southern Gaza. Israel announced its worst combat losses for more than a month on Wednesday after an ambush in the ruins of Gaza City and faced growing diplomatic isolation as civilian deaths mounted and humanitarian catastrophe in Gaza worsened. Gaza's health ministry said on Wednesday at least 18,608 people had been killed and more than 50,500 injured in Israeli strikes on Gaza. An ambush by Hamas has killed at least nine Israeli soldiers in Gaza. AP correspondent Charles De La Desma reports it's one of the deadliest single attacks on Israeli soldiers since the ground invasion of Gaza began.
The ambush comes after repeated recent claims by the Israeli military that it had broken Hamas's command structure in northern Gaza, had encircled remaining pockets of fighters, killed thousands of militants, and detained hundreds more. But Hamas clearly still poses a threat, despite more than 2 months of devastating bombardments. The tenacious fighting underscores how far Israel appears to be from its aim of destroying Hamas. I'm Charles De La Desma.
Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Top officials in President Biden's administration are trying to reach a last-minute deal for wartime aid for Ukraine and Israel by agreeing to Senate Republicans' demands to bolster policies to cut border crossings at the U.S.-Mexican border. But Congress is preparing to depart Washington for a lengthy Christmas holiday break with the impasse unresolved. Advocates for immigrants and even members of Biden's own Democratic Party demonstrated at the Capitol against what they view as a return to policies instituted by former President Trump. Biden's efforts to reach a deal comes as the U.S. Senate passed the annual military spending bill by a vote of 87-13. The bill would allocate a record $886 billion in annual defense spending, including pay raises for the troops and purchases of ships, ammunition, and aircraft. The House is expected to pass it as soon as later this week, sending it to the White House for Biden's signature. VOA's Flashpoint Ukraine podcast goes beyond the headlines to look at the most recent developments in the Russia-Ukraine war. To provide you with in-depth analysis and context, our hosts speak with experts from around the world. Furthermore, Flashpoint Ukraine includes stories from across the region and around the world. We bring you the most recent news and analysis from the front lines, as well as human stories from those affected by the conflict. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.